Hey, but today we have a senior witness. Come on in here, Amanda Thomas. Don't you love senior witnesses? How many of you love senior witnesses? Great. You know what? Our chaplain staff is going on vacation the rest of the semester. Senior witnesses the rest of the... Good? Good? All right. We'll do it. No, we aren't. Amanda Thomas, senior. Speaking of Amanda, what's your major?
I'm a biology major.
Biology major. You're also on the track team. Yeah, got the trackers here. What else do we need to know about you, Amanda? You are from?
South Lyon, Michigan.
South Lyon, Michigan, which is, put me on the map. Put me on the map. This is the Michigan map, right there. Very good. And Amanda, you got your dad here and your family. We are so glad. Hey, Amanda has a good word. Let me pray. Pray with us. Father, we bless you already, God, that you have brought us in this sanctuary. And God, as the gospel choir sang and we echo amen to it, you are good all the time. Now, God, speak through your daughter, Amanda. Give us ears to hear and hearts to receive. To the glory of your name, we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give Amanda a rousing one more welcome.
All right. Life is a journey. It's not the starting point, nor is it the ending, but the in-between that make it exactly what it is. When I came to Hope, I was an athlete, Catholic, a cancer survivor, a daughter of a deceased parent, and the youngest child. It's all these things that made up who I was. Not that you'd be able to get me to admit to half of those. This is how I define myself, on the inside at least. I didn't attend chapel or the gathering because these things made me feel uncomfortable, and I didn't participate in many extracurricular activities besides getting ready for the basketball season. I had my plan for what I was going to do at Hope, take science classes, play basketball, go to medical school right after I graduated. I had it all planned out. To be completely honest, though, I was more uninformed than I led others to believe. Leaving East Michigan, I had no idea what to tell people about the college I was attending. I don't recall even knowing that Hope was a liberal arts college. And I was confused as to why exactly I came here, except for a good education and an opportunity to play collegiate sports. I would have to say that all this confusion started a little more than a year before coming to Hope. July 8th, 2008, to be exact. That was a day that I'll never forget. My mother was in perfect health, was on a workout regimen for herself that started at 4:30 a.m. and ended about 8 a.m. every morning. She would spend an hour stretching and doing ankle-weighted exercises and then proceed to the gym with my father for cardio and one of her various classes she took. On top of that, she attended every one of my sporting events, along with my two older brothers' athletic contests as well. She volunteered her remaining time on booster clubs, committees, and she also ran her own business. Despite her involvement and enthusiasm with her family and the community, it couldn't save her from death. At the age of 47, she passed away from a heart attack. A heart attack at 47, my mother gone. How could God have done this to me? To my family, to all our friends, to all the people in the community who knew her. How could God, the Almighty One, the one that I know is always on my side, betray me like this? I wondered how God could take away my confidant, my supporter in times of need, my best friend. The mother who had sat by my side 15 years earlier as my own life had been in danger, as I had been given round after round of chemotherapy and IV fluids to fight off the cancer I endured. It didn't seem fair. This wasn't part of my plan. I didn't expect to go through my senior year and every day thereafter without my mother. And many times, I really didn't know how I was going to. Halfway through my senior year, I had no idea where I was going to go the coming fall. I looked into Michigan State, Grand Valley State, Central Michigan. They seemed like likely places, simply because friends or family had gone there. Everything was business as usual, and I was days away from choosing one of the schools. Then something I wasn't ready for came out of my counselor's mouth. She said, "Why don't you think about Hope College?" Never having heard about this place, I did some research. I played in a basketball showcase and was contacted by Coach Mo for a visit. I later decided that Hope was the place for me. It was unlike anything I had experienced when visiting the larger schools. Everyone I met here seemed extremely happy. Almost too happy, to the point where I didn't really know if it was all an act or they really just loved going here that much. Now, some of you might be thinking that's kind of like a 180 from what you were planning on doing. And that's exactly what it was. But looking back now, I think it's one of the best 180s I ever made. However, there was no way you'd be able to convince me that it was my greatest idea when welcome weekend came around. Being the third child, the routine was in place for my two older brothers, and move-in was a breeze. So much of a breeze that about an hour into check-in, I was all moved in, my roommate showed up, and my family hit the road. 18 years old, on my own, and with only two people that I really knew on campus. Lonely was an understatement. So was scared. I distinctly remember standing in Dimnet on Sunday morning, painstakingly trying to hold back the tears as I endured the music, crowded chapel, and the style of worship that in no way, shape, or form resembled my quiet Catholic church that I was accustomed. Not to mention that it was not a final goodbye to my parents and family members. I was there with a friend and his family, which only amplified my uncontrollable nature. This was not my plan. The key word here is the word my. My plan, based solely on what I thought my life should consist of. It made up not only how I viewed the world, but myself as well. What had I gotten myself into? How was I going to deal with this? No answers really came to mind, and since my faith in God had not necessarily reasserted itself into my life after the passing of my mother, I wasn't sure where to turn. My plan was falling apart at the seams, with no sign of stopping. The funny thing is that while I was searching for answers to my problems, obstacles, bumps in the road, God was answering. Through my counselor from high school suggesting a small Christian liberal arts college, through my meeting one of my best friends in my first seminar here, through an email I received mid-year asking if I considered joining the track team, God was answering my questions as I tried new things like gospel choir and experiencing my first Bible study. God provided me with friends from across the spectrum at Hope. No, this was not my plan. In fact, I cannot say with any confidence that I thought I would be doing all these things. I absolutely never thought I'd be coming to chapel on a regular basis, much less be up on this stage right now, speaking to all of you. But if there's one thing I know about God thus far in my faith journey, it's that he has plans for us that we cannot even begin to fathom. He says this in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I came into college thinking I knew everything about the next 4 years to come. I identified myself as an athlete, a Catholic, cancer survivor, a daughter of a deceased parent, and the youngest child. I defined myself by what this list made me. But God helped me realize that this isn't what really matters to who I am. I had my plan, but what I didn't realize is that God had his. Now, with this, I don't mean to tell you all, or let you think, that my change in thought and growth happened overnight. I didn't just have all this confusion freshman year and then show up sophomore year and I was changed. It's a process. It's a journey that we walk with Christ to help guide our way. Personally, it took some encouragement from fellow classmates, faculty, and many conversations with God and daily devotionals to get where I am. They were and are my community of believers that supported me when I needed it most, when life just seemed a little bit or a whole lot of it confusing. But everyone's journey looks a little different, and mine's far from over. As I make plans for my future, post-graduation in May, I know that it really doesn't matter what my plan is for me. It's what God's plan for me is that will define my journey and shape my way. How are you supposed to know what God wants for your life? You're probably asking yourself. And believe me, I've asked it too. I still do. And the best answer I can give is you don't. But I guess that's why they call it faith. In closing, I'd like to end in prayer that I came across when I was reading my daily devotional this past weekend that was given to me by my roommate. So let us pray. Dear Lord, you know our hearts. We love you, and we want your kingdom to prosper. Give us your wisdom to know where you want us to take part and how. Amen. Go in peace.